What is up, Daddy Gang? It is your founding father, Alex Cooper, with Call Her Daddy.
Can we talk about this set?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alex. I know. I'm really happy about it. There's so many things I have to change. I know. I see it because I'm a crazy person. Like, there's certain things I need to.
I would have changed, like, those one flower that were in your last set. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to move those when I come over. No, I'm not lying. Like, because I'm...
It was bad.
It was just the one flower arrangement that was always beside behind you. And I was like, I just want to move that. When I go on our show, I'm going to... This is insane. This is beautiful.
You like it?
I love it.
Good vibes.
I feel very serene.
Isn't this like you want to tell me like all your secrets in this room?
I mean, yes, that and the truth serum right here.
Okay, wait, let's start. Shay Mitchell, okay. Welcome to Call Her Daddy.
Thank you.
Shay made me a drink. What is in this drink?
This is passion fruit Onda, but I made you a passion fruit spritzer. So I actually got passion fruit before coming over here. I'm just kidding. I lied. I got it delivered. I have two kids, okay? I love you, but like, thank you. Postmates. So I had passion fruit, like the guts of it. I put in one whole one and then over ice and then just passion fruit Onda. But like,
it's honestly really fucking good.
It's good, right? A little spritz.
So I was told why I wanted you to drink.
Why?
I was told you were a lightweight.
Oh, that's crazy. And if that was Kate.
Let's start. Okay, everybody listening, let me give you a little backstory. Mm-hmm. If you don't know who Kate Bailey is, actually, this is what I was going to say. The only reason it's appropriate the amount of times that we've canceled on each other is because we have a mutual friend. Shay and I have been like, we're going to do it this month. I canceled on you. You canceled on me. Yeah. And I was like, it's good that we have a mutual friend. Her name is Kate Bailey.
Kate Bailey.
Kate Bailey is my publicist. Mm-hmm. Kate Bailey is your very, very good friend of how many years?
So many.
Obviously, we've met before, but like we haven't like hung out.
Never.
And I kind of feel like I already know you from Kate.
Right.
Kate, every time she's with you, is like, Shay is the most fun, outgoing, life of the party. You're like, stop. Oh my God, keep going. She truly, every time that she's with you, I feel like she's having the best time, unless she's with me. And I'm like, why are you, like, what makes you so fun? Like, what is your social life like right now?
Oh my gosh. Tell us. What is my social life? I don't know if it's necessarily like, I don't go out a ton. I say that, and then I was just at a concert last night until one. I think what it is like my perspective on things may be good. So even if Kate's stressed out, I kind of am the opposite. I'm not stressed out. Or like I kind of feed off of people's energy and I like want to support you in your thing. Like I'm like a real energy person.
I can get that from you immediately because we were just joking. We're like, Kate's always working on her phone 24/7. You're like, live in the moment, sweetie.
No, I'm super present. Like I will be super present. If we were out to dinner, unless there was something where I'm like, hey, I have my phone because of my kids.
Right.
But aside from that, I'm very big on living in the moment.
So another vibe I got from you.
Ooh.
Is that before you met your partner, which we'll get into. Okay. I'm like, I fucking know Shay Mitchell was out there on the streets getting after it, dating, hooking up.
Oh my
having
God.
Having a good time. Tell
Can
me.
Take a sip.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to chug this whole thing. What was your dating life like in your 20s?
My dating life was, I think I always thought about my life in ways of like chapters to a book.
Hmm.
I always kind of said yes to things so that I could have that experience and be able to like, I don't know, talk about it after. Mm-hmm. Like I do things for the experiential like aspect of it.
I get that.
I want to add that to my chapter. I'm like, oh, that'd be a fun thing. Oh, okay. Fly here. Cool. Let's try it. Or like he does this profession. Let's see what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as I was in control and like, you know, it was my decision to do things and like I felt comfortable, I was good to go.
You were good to go.
So I like, yeah.
Do you have a type?
Not at all. Not at all. I have zero type.
Really?
Zero type. If you were to look at like the trajectory of my past, there is no type. It's a vibe.
I love it.
It's a vibe. It really is. Like,
okay, what kind of vibe? What do you need, though?
I need confidence, but not cockiness.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something. I need somebody who is, like, respectful and, like, a good human. And that's, like, truthfully, I feel like I've been in maybe, like, I've experienced, like, a couple bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Out of, like, a bunch.
I'm curious if all of your exes were like having a text thread.
Oof.
What is you're like, oh God. Shay like loves it. She's like, oh, like okay. What are they saying? What do you think that they would be like saying about you? Like, was there any theme after relationships?
She knew what she wanted. I think that would be like the group chat. Like, she knew what she wanted. That's what I think everybody would say. And I actually have really good relationships. There's, you know, again, aside from a few, like, mm-hmm. I really have awesome experiences from my past, and they were great guys. We just weren't right for each other.
This episode is presented by Sparkling Ice. Turn up summer with Sparkling Ice. They have over 17 anything but subtle flavors, all made with zero sugar and packed with vitamins and antioxidants. Iced tea and lemonade, strawberry watermelon, tropical punch, peach nectarine. Yum. Crank up the flavor. Sparkling Ice, anything but subtle. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Daddy gang, I get that there are some things you don't want to share, but bottling everything up inside can truly have some awful consequences. I remember growing up, I guess honestly, the truth is I was getting bullied, and I was like so embarrassed to tell my family that, because at home I was fine, but at school it was tough for me. And I just remember feeling so awful about myself, and I kept it to myself and I dealt with it by myself, and it literally just caused truly maybe like a decade of trauma. And later in life, now that I've processed it, I'm like, damn, I would have been so much better off if I had just talked to someone about it. And it didn't even have to be my parents. Talking helps a lot. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I have had such an incredible relationship and experience with therapy. I was so ready to get better and to better myself and to understand myself more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, convenient, and flexible. It's easy to get started. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists whenever you need to for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/daddy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/daddy.
2 years ago, I became pregnant with a baby I desperately wanted. During a routine ultrasound, I learned that the fetus would have a fatal condition and never survive. I had to flee my own state to receive treatment. I think Donald Trump bears an incredible amount of responsibility for these restrictive laws. We need leaders that will protect our rights, and that's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
We all know you. Like, originally you popped off Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk to you lightly about Pretty Little Liars, because I can imagine, I don't want to say you're like annoyed by talking about it, but that was 13 years ago.
Yeah.
So like, I'm sure in every interview you do, people want to talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
A-okay. You know why? Because that's what gave me my start. And I will never forget that. Mm-hmm. And I will never look down on that. Pretty Little Liars was the biggest turning point in my life. I was doing bottle service before that. And when I booked this job, it changed my life forever. And it gave me the opportunities and the experiences that I've had. And I owe everything. I'm like, I still talk to Marlene King all the time. And I'm like, thank you for saying yes in that callback, you know? And like, mm-hmm. It changed my life. I could never talk badly about it. And I love it. And I love, you know, when they do the spinoffs, and I'm always like, that's amazing. That's awesome. I love the fact that I was a part of so many people's lives. And a really important part. Yep. Like for me, like watching the OC, like that was my thing, you know, Gossip Girl, that was my thing. Mm-hmm. So when people come up and they're like, I loved you, you know, I grew up with you, I'm like, that's awesome. And the fact that I got to play the character that I did is like even more amazing.
Well, yeah, you have now played how many queer characters in your career?
Almost all of them. Maybe I was just like meant to be. I'm like a vehicle to like tell their stories. But I also feel like I have never also put myself in a category. I mm-hmm. am not one. I don't love a label. I don't mm-hmm. love a title. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to label my sexuality. I don't want to label my relationship. I don't like I never wanted to be a wife. Like, I don't want to be put in a category.
Why do you think that is?
I just want to be free. Like, I just want to be me, whatever that is. And like right now, I'm in a relationship with a man, and I don't, you, that's cool and it's amazing, but like in 5 or 10 years, I don't know.
Could
I
be
don't
a know woman. That,
could be. You like, I just, I never know, and I never want to put myself in a position where I feel like constricted.
Yeah. Had you ever kissed a girl before you took on the Emily role in Pretty Little you had?
Yeah. I had an experience before playing these characters. Yeah. It wasn't like, oh, I'm playing this character, let me see how this feels. And that was the thing when people were like, how do you know how to play this if you haven't been in a relationship with a girl? Like, what? How do I know what it's like to, like, somebody loves? Like, I hated those questions. And that's what I would always get. Like, how do you know how it feels? Or, like, how can you play this character if you're not a lesbian? Like, what? I don't know. I know what it's like to like somebody. It's the same shit.
Right. And I feel like we felt that in your character where, like, you are so confident in that role that I think it probably does help a lot of people watching you on screen being like, I want to be like that. I want to emulate that energy of just like confidence in still such a hetero world that we're in. Like, it's still not completely accepted, which is so fucked. And for you to be like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, there's so much stuff that I do that's not accepted. Like, I really obviously aren't, like, I'm not one to stand by tradition. Like,
let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about
my
that.
My hands are freezing. I wish, I, you know what? I should have brought you my
the whole, little, let's chug our drink.
Chug it,
let's
chug. Because.
Mm-hmm. Let's do a little
chug. Breakfast.
Mm-mm. That was a loud gulp.
Wow. I'm impressed. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. But you're not going to eat the pomegranate, are you?
No, I'm going to pour more into it.
I got it right here. Okay. Guys, I just knew Shay Mitchell, the media train queen.
Media train queen.
That's what Kate said to me.
Media. Oh,
she was like, she's media trained. She will swerve your questions. I'm like, yeah, for the first 15 minutes. Then I'm gonna sauce her up. That's like the complete opposite of like what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm like, I'll just get her a little drunk and then I'll ask her all the hard questions.
I love it. I also did say, let's just tell everybody, there was no question. There was no topic that was off.
No, you did say that.
Okay. You thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, wow.
My hand is cold. We should have gotten like koozies. Okay,
let's just like put it on my thigh for a minute.
Okay. Let's talk about your relationship.
Yeah. What one? No, I mean, like, what kind? Like, with Kayla? Like,
you're like,
just joking.
You're slowly unbuttoning.
I know. Like, what one?
Your partner.
Mm-hmm. Did you, when you were thinking about how you were going to ask me this, were you like, what do I call him?
Yeah. And you know what's interesting is I want to ask you, is the term baby daddy insulting to you? Because I feel like Nick Cannon really has put a little downer on that one for everyone. No one wants to be called a baby daddy anymore. So it's insulting to you.
It's not insulting. Listen.
You don't
it's not insulting. No, because he's more than my baby daddy. He's not Nick Cannon. He's more than my baby daddy. And so I think that there is like I love the word partner. Mm-hmm. Some people don't. Some people don't love it. Like, you're never going to please anybody. So let's just get that out of the way.
Totally.
For me, I like the term partner. He is my partner. He's my partner in a lot of things. He helps me so much with my business. Obviously, we're partners in raising our girls together. He's my partner in life that we're living right now. And I like it.
How does he feel about the term partner?
I don't know if he loves it. You know, sometimes he'll be on calls and he's like, am I wife? And I'm like, what? You know, and I'm always like, and not because I'm like I want it. Like, I'm like,
why do you think that is?
Why I don't like the word wife?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, I'm not. And he's not my, like, I don't know.
Your partner.
I love, like, I think like girlfriend is cute. And like, we met when I was 19 and I love that. Like, we weren't girlfriend and boyfriend at that point. But I love the, I love that. Like, I'm like his girlfriend. Like, we are friends.
So you have two kids together.
Yeah, two girls, yeah.
But you met and you were friends first.
Yeah, when I was 19.
How did you transition from friends to relationship?
It's been a lot of years. I met him actually when I was doing bottle service at Drake's birthday. Like, Drake's like 21st birthday in Toronto. We're from Toronto. So I was doing bottle service there and we met and we didn't start dating right away. Like, we were just talking. We found out that we were neighbors and we started hanging out. I'd go to his basketball games. Like, we just started hanging out as friends. And then you know, we tried to like make it work in more than a friend way. Mm-hmm. Didn't. We tried it a couple times, didn't work. And then we took some time apart. And then I think it was like 4 or 5 years or something. And then randomly a mutual friend just kind of connected us together. And it was like third time's a charm. So
when you started getting serious and like even when you got pregnant, like did you have to have a conversation with him to be like, I don't ever want to get married?
I think we had that conversation. Mm-hmm. Like even when we were friends, I think I always spoke about my feelings. And I will never say like never say never about anything. Mm-hmm. But I just was never that girl of like who had a Pinterest board of her wedding. I never did. Mm-hmm. And my parents have been married for like 38, maybe even 40 years. And they've had an amazing relationship. But it just wasn't something that I wanted. I didn't feel the need to like, I didn't feel that a piece of paper and a big celebration and a ring would like justify my love. Like it's yeah. Like, it's more yeah, no, than no. That.
But I like that you're saying it because I was sitting here thinking like, I think there's some people when they listen to that of you are like, whoa, like that's so interesting and like really crazy. And I'm like, yeah. If a man was saying that, they'd be like, oh, he never thought he was going to get married. Like, okay, dope. Right. I like that you're saying it though, because it's really healthy to not just keep doing what the fuck came before us and not questioning it.
There is a trend because there's more people that aren't getting married now. Like since the 1970s, I think it's like, A, the age is getting later on, mm-hmm. which I love because I think similar to how we have to hit a certain age to drink and drive, mm-hmm. we are developing so much in our 20s. Mm-hmm. And like we are learning who we are. And when you get together and you're married, you grow as a unit, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes that's great, but sometimes it's detrimental to your own development.
Totally.
And I think the reason why I've been very lucky to be in, for the most cases, you know, great relationships is because I've always felt pretty secure and confident with who I was first before getting into a relationship. And I think that, you know, with marriage, sometimes you're more concerned about how you guys are both growing. You're trying to help him lift up. When at that point in your early 20s, you need to get your own self out and you need to like figure out yourself. That's not to say that it can't work in your 20s. For all of those people, I love it and amazing. But I feel like for me, it just wasn't necessary. And that's not to say that I don't believe in something. I like, hey, I'd love to have a commitment ceremony. Mm-hmm. Maybe in like, I don't know, 10 years, whenever the like, if it ever happens, I could look at him and be like, hey, we should have a celebration because we just did that. Look at our girls. We're like in high school and like we crushed it. We went through storms and we are here and we are standing and we're like high five because we just did that. Like, let's make a commitment to this family and to raising these girls and our kids at that whatever. But like I would be all up for that because sometimes I think the celebration happens before you've even been through some storms. You know,
I fucking love it because it's basically you're saying like, do whatever feels good for you. Mm-hmm. And like, we can make up new shit. Mm-hmm. Take a sip. Matt works with Drake.
Yeah.
And when I think about that, you know, he goes on tour with him, right?
Yeah, he's on his like management team. He like a lot of the creative is from him. Like he's like a creative genius, truthfully.
So he's like in the world that is like he's traveling, he's with all these people, there's parties, there's girls around, there's a lot happening. Mm-hmm. How does it feel or how do you handle when he's like away and like at these parties and at these events and you're sitting at home with the kids being like, I wonder what he's doing? And I'm not talking recently.
Yeah, yeah.
Take me back to like more beginning stages of like building trust around this type of lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean, it is 100% hard. Like, mm-hmm. I can't be like, it's fine. I don't feel a thing. No, it's hard. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because I care.
Yeah.
It's hard because I love what we have. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's like, it's difficult. But then at the same time, we just talked and they're away in South America. And I'm like, are you having fun? What are you guys doing? Like, there's also that element. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like in the same way that I have with my friendships, like, those are so successful because I trust them and there's communication. And not that it's the same, but, like, there's trust and there's communication with us. And it's not always perfect by any means. But there has to be trust. And I can't think about other scenarios or, like, think about hypothetical situations if it ever were to come out or anything, there was like deceiving, any of that, then like I'll deal with it then.
Yeah.
But I also can't live my life worrying about what he's doing. He is living his own life. We are two individuals that have come together and chosen to like have kids together and like have a family together. But at the same time, he is like doing his own thing. And I love that for him. Like totally. He's having fun. He's crushing it. He's so good at what he does. And I love that he's with his friends getting to work and have fun. You know?
Totally.
So I love that. But like, as long as there is communication, once that is broken for me, mm-hmm. then it's done. Yeah. And that's a known thing that we have. So as long yeah. as he knows that and I know that, yeah. like, I feel like we're good.
I dated an athlete. Mm-hmm. I love how singular, plural. I dated okay, athletes in love. The past, and I found myself like in moments being the same as you of like, what do I give a fuck? Right. Like, I'm fucking sitting here with my girlfriends. We're having a great time. Like, and right. he's going to do what he's going to do. But then there are like the spiral moments. I remember I used to, if he was like, in fucking Milwaukee or fucking Texas God, or
Milwaukee.
Yeah. yeah. They always would go to like the worst places. But that's when I know like you're desperate. Like you're going to find some right. type of like. So I would always be like, oh, if they're going out tonight, I would like spiral and like look up like the bar that I knew they were at. And then I would go to like the Instagram. And then I would be like, oh, who's like at the bar? And if they tagged anyone, I would go to that girl's Instagram and like look for him in the background and then be like, oh my God, there he is. Like he's standing next to that girl. Like he's really close to that girl. Like what's happening? And then I would text him and be like, hey, like how's your night? And like it's a normal, like I always used to be embarrassed to admit that. And right. I was like, I was in love with this person. Right. I was in a relationship with this person and I cared about this person. And I think jealousy and anxiety in relationships can be normal depending on like the level of
right,
it.
Sure.
So I'm wondering like, because this is like a very public touring facing situation, how do you not spiral in moments? And I don't even mean now, I mean like beginning of
oh
like
my gosh,
girls
no,
that
no,
are
no,
like
for sure. Absolutely. I could not pretend I did the exact same thing mm-hmm. back in the day. Mm-hmm. I would say for sure in my 20s, I fully get you. I could do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But it got to a point where I was like, okay, so if he did, then what? Or if anybody at that point, that was mm-hmm. if he did, then what?
Yeah.
I'll be okay. I'll keep it moving. And it wasn't meant to be. But that is how I live my life. And once you think about it like that, I don't want that then.
Yeah.
If you can take him from me, then he's yours. I'm good. And I can keep it moving, be there for my kids, or that's another story. Mm-hmm. But like in terms of us, then our story ends and that's okay. Mm-hmm. I still have my life to live. I cannot live my life like I did in my 20s because I did do that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, for what? I wasted so many sleepless nights. For what? Did that change how we acted? No, you're going to do the guys, the girls, whatever. We're going to do what we're going to do, regardless if you're staying up at night, not sleeping, stalking an Instagram, he's still going to do what he's going to do. He's not going to be like, well, Alex is probably up looking at the club's Instagram, trying to like, you know, zoom into this. That's not going to stop him. So like, what is that? You just lose sleep.
You're so right.
Okay. Dude, like, I'm not going to worry about it before it happens. If you do it, then we deal and I'll figure out like co-parenting. But like, then it is, and I hope you're happy, and I genuinely mean that. I want you to be happy because I feel like when you truly love somebody, you want them to live their happiest life, mm-hmm. and I do, and if that's not with me, I don't want to force that.
I love this energy, too, because I feel like I've said this on my show. It's like, I know there's so many people. I always just say women because I know women listen to this podcast the most. So I'm like, hi, ladies.
No,
like,
I think there's a lot of guys, too.
You think?
You have a video. You have a video component to
this.
No,
they used to. It's gotten a little too sappy that they're like, okay, there's no more like full sex. Like you talking about like the dick going into the pussy. Like I'm fucking out. I'm like, okay, pervs. I think I've had a lot of conversations on this podcast trying to, when women write in, being like, I'm so in love with this person.
Uh-huh.
And I love your advice, too, because I know Kate has always said, like, you are, like, almost, like, the friend therapist. Like, all your friends go to you. And I feel similar with my friend group of, like, you have to almost, like, back out of it and look mm-hmm. at it, like, from a third POV of, like, what would you tell your friend?
Right.
And I feel like a lot of women listen to this podcast being like, yeah, but Shay, like, I'm so in love with him.
Okay.
But I just have that, like, feeling almost every time. He's always doing boys' nights. He's always kind of, like, out, and I just feel like I'm not fully a part of those moments, and I sit at home, but like when we're together, our relationship is great, but he makes me feel really insecure. Like, what do I do? Like, what would
you be in love with yourself more then? Mm-hmm. You need to love yourself more, because I would tell my daughters, like, you shouldn't be doing that. I don't want them having a million sleepless nights. A couple are fine. Like, it's healthy, whatever. Yeah. We get it. But like, you shouldn't be feeling that way in a healthy relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you are, then maybe it isn't the right one. I don't want to constantly be living in a state of anxiety, wondering where they are, what they're doing. Like, I actually love the fact that he's traveling with the biggest person. And like, mm-hmm. you get to see all of that. And if you still come back, then like, I'm the baddest bitch. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's what I feel like. And if I don't, then like, cool, go be with her. And then I'll keep it moving too. Like, it just wasn't meant to be. And mm-hmm. I'm such a believer of that. I feel like that's why my perspective on life and different experiences, if I miss a plane, I was like, oh, there was a reason for that. Like, that is how I live my life. And let me tell you, it's a lot more peaceful than what it was before. I had this sort of like real realization about how it works for me and how it should be.
I love that advice too, because I feel like it's like half the time, more than half the time, we have to look at it like it's actually not about him. You're sitting there like, why are you sitting there stressing? Why was I on my phone zooming so intensely? Like, because I was bored in college being like, this is better than the guys I could be dating here. So like, there's always, if you break it down, like, I wanted to be with him because of the status and the money and the lifestyle, and I loved it and I didn't want to lose it, and I was willing to maybe look the other way because like, I love that. Now in hindsight, I'm like, that was perfect for where I was in that moment.
Totally.
I absolutely loved that moment in my life. Now I would never put up with that.
No, because I want that's time you could be putting into building mm-hmm. yourself. Like, reading a book, educating yourself, going to the gym, hanging out with your friends, like mm-hmm. doing other things. Yeah. I think as you get older, and the reason why I say like I did that all in my 20s, but like it changed when I was 30, is because I realize how valuable every single day is. Mm-hmm. And I do not want to waste my fucking time stalking other people's movements. You know what I mean? Like, then I'm taking away my time and living my life and like spending quality time with friends or people that are here watching somebody else's move. They're gonna do it if they're gonna do it.
It's not
and
healthy.
I can't stop it.
It's not
so
healthy.
Like, it's not healthy. We need to cut it out. It's too short. I don't want to look back at my life dedicating so many of my like precious days to doing that.
Amen. So your mother.
Yeah.
To,
I'm a mother.
You're a mother. Did you always picture you were gonna have kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I never had a set age. I wasn't like, when I'm 26, I'm going to have... No, I knew that I wanted to experience mm-hmm. that.
When you think about... There's so many beautiful things that come with motherhood.
Yes.
But I feel like you're a good person to talk to about, like, because you don't like to label things. Mm-hmm. You're like, absolutely not. When I think about... mothers mm-hmm. there's a lot of pressure if you're not just dedicating your entire life mm-hmm. in other people's eyes to your children mm-hmm. Did you ever lose yourself in the beginning stages of trying to navigate like being a mother, being also Shay Mitchell, this like independent successful woman that wants to have both
mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I remember when I was first pregnant with Atlas and I was like 9 months. I was talking to my doula at the time and all of a sudden we're talking and I just started bawling and she's like, oh my gosh, are you so excited? I was like, no, a piece of me is dying. I'm gonna be a mother. Like, I'm now gonna be a mom. And she was like, okay, like that's amazing. I was like, no, I'm a mom now. Like, I am a mother. She's like, okay, amazing. Like, not understanding. And I think what I had to come to an understanding with is that yes, old Shay did, a part of me did have to be put to rest. I am a mother now. I wasn't beforehand. Like, and it does change. There's a leaf that turns when you get pregnant. And like from the moment you see that you are pregnant on that stick, it changes. And that life that you lived before is over. Mm-hmm. And that's okay because there's a new life. Like there's a new chapter, like a new relationship. And that's, it's fun and it's exciting. It's also scary. And, you know, at that point, it was also a little bit lonely because, like, your partner won't understand. They don't go through the same thing. They don't understand the changes and the sacrifices that we make, especially being somebody who also, you know, was very active, like, in my work and, you know, my social and everything. It was like, I have to take a pause. I can't be, like, I was fortunate to be able to act up until the point where I was, like, 8 months. But still, I had to take a moment. I had to take a break, whereas he didn't. And so that was really difficult for me mm-hmm. when I was pregnant.
Do you have advice for someone that's currently having a little bit of a difficult time finding their, like, regaining their identity after they just, like, gave birth. Now they've, like, their kids alive and well, and they're mm-hmm. like, fuck, who am I, independent mm-hmm. of being a mother?
I think you need that time outside of your kids. I think it is so crucial. Mm-hmm. I love my girls. I will do anything, of course. It is like having kids, truthfully, is like having a heart live outside of you. Like, my heart beats in them. But I also need to continue to do things for myself mm-hmm. and for me to feel rested, for me to feel like, you know, I've done what I needed to do, because then I'm a better mother when I can come back and, like, I feel good, you mm-hmm. know? And I think that that's the thing. It is really hard, especially after, like, I always say, I love a baby shower. I think that's great, even though I did mine at, like, Magic Mike.
What?
I also think there needs to be, like, another, like, a postpartum sort of baby, like a mama shower after, because it's all fine and dandy when you have that celebration when the baby's in your stomach and, like, things are cool and there's a million beautiful flowers and friends and all of that around you. There needs to be something after, when you're in the postpartum, when you're in the bed by yourself or maybe with your partner, like, in and feeling like a mess, feeling like if you're breastfeeding or you're feeding them with a bottle, like, you just don't feel your best.
Yeah.
There needs to be a celebration for you at that moment. I'm like, I want to start, you know, the mama shower or something where you have all your friends come. I needed a flower crown then, when the babies were crying, when Atlas was screaming, when the house was a mess. I need that, like, you know,
yeah,
that kind of, like, group and party then.
I actually love that too, because you're so right. There's such a celebration of, like, right before, like, this is gonna be great, and then, like, life happens and there's judgment.
Yeah,
you're a very independent person, and I wonder, what does independence look like for you?
Independence to me means that, like, this is like ASMR because I'm crunching these passion fruit nuts. Is it are you hearing that?
Independence, okay. Is
Independence means that, like, I can make my own moves and do what I want to do. And, like, when I want to do something, I do it. I don't know. Listen, let me tell you something. This is – when I was – how old? Driving age. When I got my first car, my parents got me a car.
Okay.
And I was so excited. Drove around everywhere. Me and my girlfriends, I'd pick them up, you know, as you do. You're like, just got my license. Let's drive to McDonald's. And then one day I came downstairs and I was like, where are my keys at? And I couldn't find them. And I was like, wait, hi, mom, dad, like, where are my keys? And he's like, you don't have your car today. I was like, wait, why? Is it in the shop? Are you getting it washed? Are you filling it up? Like, what's going on? He was like, you just don't have it today. I took it. And I'm like, okay. So, like, you want to drive it? Can I drive yours? Like, what's going on? He's like, no, I bought it. I own it. It's mine. You don't have it. And I was like, wait, what? You bought it. It's my car. He's like, it's not your car. I bought it for you and I can take it away. And I was like, I didn't even do anything. Then I'm like trying to think. I'm like, did I do something last night? Like, did he go through my phone? Like, what is happening? Nothing had happened. He just took my car away because he wanted to prove a point that, like, he bought it and I didn't own it. And just because, you know, he had got me the car at that point, like, he could also take it away. And I was so annoyed by it. But then I also was like, you're right. He did buy it from me. But, like, this is so fucking annoying. And from that moment, I was like, I don't ever want that to happen, because I actually had to go somewhere that wasn't a drive-through, and I needed my car at that time. So I was,
of course,
like,
you did, Shay.
Of course I did. You know, I was like, needed to go to the mall. So I was like, I will never have that happen again. I'm gonna own my shit, and, like, that is what kind of clicked in. There was a bigger message with that. That was just really like, I need to own my shit because nobody can take that away from me, and everything just feels better when I, like, I did that. You know, and, like, yeah. I don't need somebody else to do that for me. And so I've always been super independent when it's come to that. Like, if I want to go to dinner, I'm going to dinner. I don't need to wait for somebody to invite me or, like, no. If I want that on the menu, I'll order it, because I bust my ass to do that. And I think there's such a power. And with that, everything just tastes sweeter. It feels better. You rock it better when you're wearing that bag that you got. And again, gifts are nice and I'll always take them. And I love that. So if you get that, like, good on you and amazing. However, I feel like independence gives you a freedom to live your life as authentic as you want it to be. Like, I can do things that feel right to me without any sort of hesitancy that, like, oh, so-and-so might not, or this may get taken away from me, or if I act this way, I'll get kicked out. No. I don't want that. I never wanted that. And I don't want my girls to ever do that. You will be independent. You will own your own shit and you will always have it. Nobody can take that away from you.
What you're saying is so empowering in terms of just like, you can't then be that affected mm-hmm. by anyone other than yourself
right.
when you have that independence.
Right.
And I think it's so important for young women to hear, because when I was dating professional athletes or yeah. rich guys, in the moment, it felt so like invigorating to me, and right. I felt like alive, and I felt so powerful because I was attached to someone powerful.
Right.
And then if they ended it, mm-hmm. I was on the street with nothing.
Then you feel like back at square one again, and you're like, but wait, like what happened?
And you look around and you have nothing. And so it's like, I'm also not even talking about financial shit. Like,
no.
If you have your own shit in terms of, I know who I am. Totally. I know I'm stable with my fucking confidence and my personality. And you, if you fucking end it tomorrow, I'm still good.
I'm still good.
And exactly. I can carry on. Focusing on your independence, recognizing your worth. Because then when you fucking meet someone and you're like that, you're like,
but having your own that? Life outside of them, having yeah. your own friend group, having mm-hmm. your own places that you go to, like, you are so much stronger when you're like two pillars holding something up mm-hmm. than when you're trying to like conform to one mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just yeah. like have your own life, I think, is so important.
Totally.
And
totally.
Then you're stronger, and then it like offers up more questions, then I can genuinely be like, what did you do today, you know?
Totally.
But different strokes for different folks. Like, again, this yes. is just how it is for me. Mm-hmm. I've also seen it on the flip side where, like, it works. They work and they have the same friends and all that. And that also works.
I agree.
This is just how it works for me.
No, and I think that's, like, also I love this job because I get to just talk to so many different people that it's, like, there is no right answer for
no, right.
anyone. Yeah. It's, no. like, you're going to find your own shit, but it's helpful to hear if some people are lost or just, like, kind of looking for guidance. Like, you have a very specific way that you view life and the way that you view your worth and yourself and the way that you like to move. My question, though, for you is... If I
you
think,
always know there's going to be something juicy when yeah. she like
well this is
her
like,
head and like you're getting real comfy now.
No, I just like to ask this because sometimes it's helpful to humanize people in terms of you're so confident, but what is your biggest insecurity?
What is my biggest insecurity? Like, my biggest insecurity is, I mean, I can be in rooms. Like, just recently I was in Paris and I was around a group of people that were speaking so many different languages. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. I feel like I could be spending more time educating myself instead of doing some other things. Mm-hmm. Maybe if I cut down some social media, I feel like I could have learned another language, you know, like... I get on myself sometimes for that, for education. So I'm like, okay, I need to work on this. But then I download Word of the Day and I feel like, okay, I've done something.
I'm trying.
I feel like that's what, yeah, I mean, I think every day there's like different things. Of course, I'm not like the most confident, most secure mm-hmm. person. The reason why I sound like that is because I'm a big believer of saying things and like manifesting and words being very powerful. You will never hear me say, oh gosh, I'm such an idiot, or like, oh, dumb me. I don't speak like that. I don't ever say like I'm starving. I don't ever say like I'm very careful with my words because they are very powerful. And I am a big believer of manifesting. When I was doing bottle service, I had a corkboard in my kitchen, had Teen Choice Awards. It had Blake Lively and Gossip Girl. It had a white Range Rover. It had palm trees. A lot of that has come true. And I believe like working hard in addition to just manifesting, but I am a very big believer of manifesting. Mm. And there's a difference with just saying like, okay, I will come into success. I will meet the love of my, no. You need to believe it and you need to own it. And if that at the beginning is called delusion, then let it be, because I was delusional when I was doing bottle service. But when I was rocking to your table asking you if you wanted Kettle One or Grey Goose, I thought I was the biggest actress, like playing a bottle service girl. And I walked with that, and I walked in the snow in my Uggs, like to my office, to the bottle service place, being like, bottle service place, to the lounge, being like, I own this. Like, no, not today. Like, I was an actress. And I was living in the States and I was, you know, I felt it. So like delusional, manifesting, all of that, I'm a big believer of saying and putting out there positive energy. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what the first thing was that you were asking me. Oh, yeah. So it may come off as being super confident and secure, but even like Rihanna, like that TikTok that was going around where she's like, sometimes you don't feel confident, you just get up and you do it. You do.
Yeah.
And you own it. And you have that, because if you do and other people feel it, then like you become that.
How the fuck did you become a bottle girl?
Bottle service?
Bottle service.
It was like a, I wasn't a good bartender. My memory wasn't good. So like bottles were easier. I could like have my little thing. But like bartenders, it was like too many people asked me for too many drinks and I never got it right. Also why I wasn't a good waitress. Like I'd forget things. Hostess crushed. Mm-hmm. I could always offer up a smile and take you to your table. But bottle service was just, it was like fun. It wasn't fun. I hated going to it. No, I did it for one day
and then I went to bartending. Dude, what was like some, do you have any memories of back in those days? Like,
oh my God.
How creepy.
A guy slapped my ass and almost broke his arm. No, like I was not that person. And then I charged you like crazy and I made so much money that night because that was not okay. I am not good in those situations. I'm not good being disrespectful. Like, not that anybody is, yeah. But that, like I will not handle disrespect.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. Do you ever find yourself looking at your full wardrobe, but still feeling like you got nothing to wear? Well, gather around, Daddy Gang. Saks.com. You're going to find instant inspiration for that date night, for that impromptu vacation, okay? Maybe you need a new dress because one of your friends is getting married soon, okay? So if you're looking for a new style or want to build a better relationship with your closet, then head to Saks.com to shop for everything on your agenda. This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. Something that really grinds my gears is I somehow will find myself just subscribing to things, right? And then all of a sudden, I see I have been paying this subscription service and I don't even use it because I just forgot to cancel it. Rocket Money can help you cancel a subscription that would otherwise be more time consuming and also you probably forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. And if I see anything I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddy. That's rocketmoney.com/daddy. rocketmoney.com/daddy.
I've heard through the grapevine, like, Kate, hi. You really are such an incredible friend. And I think especially when you get to a certain age, like, I'm not going to say it's easy to be a friend in middle school and elementary school and high school, but, like, there is something of that. You're all kind of going through similar shit at that time. You're all in the same environment. And then when you get into your 20s and your 30s and your 40s and on, like, it is a motherfucker of, like, being selfish of your own shit, being there for your friends. Like, what kind of friend are you?
I would have to say I'm a really good listener. Mm. I'm always there. Like, if I hear, like, in high school, if a girl, like, a friend of mine had a bad relationship or some guy did it wrong, like, don't ever talk to me again, that guy. Like, do not come across me. I am a girl's girl. I love women. I really do, because I just, there's such a, like, beautiful sensitivity and vulnerability to women. Mm-hmm. And I love that. And I see it, like, through all ages. Mm-hmm. And now having two little girls, like, I see it in them. But then I also see the fucked up part where I'm like, we're watching these Disney movies and, like, everything is about, like, finding your happily ever after with, like, this prince. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be like that. Like, if you don't want to end up with a guy, you don't have to. Like, if you don't want to end up in a relationship at all, you don't have to. Like, I'm, like, constantly doing this because I'm like, hey, like, she loves this princess life, which I want her to live. But I'm also like, this is kind of fucked up when I'm watching this. Like, happily ever after doesn't mean you always have to end up with somebody. It doesn't always mean you have to have kids, you know? And so I always forget what I'm talking about. What was the genuine? Oh,
what
friend,
kind of friend,
friend
are you? No, this is great.
So, okay. So on the friend level, like, I love, my friends are my family. Mm-hmm. They are. And I have a very small group of friends. I have a lot of acquaintances. I have a lot. I love people too. But I have a very small, tight knit of friends who I feel like they are my family, and they've like just held me down. Mm-hmm. And why I feel like I can be the way that I am, it's because I have such a solid support group of people, mm-hmm. you know, and they are there for me no matter what. And I feel that they are like that because it's a two-way street. Like, I am there for them as well. Mm-hmm. And if anybody needed me, like any of my girl, I will be on that plane. I don't care. I will be there for you because mm-hmm. life is crazy and it's wild. And sometimes you need me more than I need you. And sometimes I need you more than you need me. And so it's a beautiful relationship. It's like a teeter-totter of like, I don't know. It's a teeter-totter. Like, I just feel like that is how my yeah. friendship is with people.
Women go through it in their 20s of kind of losing that friend group that maybe they had in school.
Yeah.
And feeling like almost ashamed if they don't have like the big friend group and they don't have like all of like the big, like, can you talk about that a little bit, of like the cattiness of women being like, oh, she doesn't have that many friends, or like she doesn't, because I have people write in all the time that are like, I have two really good friends, but I feel bad that I don't have like,
no,
this big
babe,
group.
You're blessed, you have two solid friends. Like, no, we do not compare ourselves to movies. Mm-hmm. We do not compare ourselves to other people. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what's actually happening. A girl could have 15 solid friends. You don't know if they're all talking shit about each other. Like,
right.
If you have two solid friends, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. And like, own that, mm-hmm. you know, and be thankful you have that. I have my childhood best friends. And the amazing part is that I talk to them the least out of everybody else. Mm-hmm. My best friend, I talk to her like once every 3 months. And it doesn't even matter. I pick up, I talk to her, and she's like, cool, 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 we got it. Like, yeah. She gives me what I need. I give her what she, and I'm like, boom. Like, I didn't even talk to her for the past three right. months.
And you do like your quick rundown of like what's going on in your life.
And that's it. We catch up. I have no photos with her. Like, it comes time to be in her birthday, and I'm like, I have no photos with her. Like, we never take photos.
Those but are the best relationships.
That's it. When you have the best night of your life, you're not taking photos. You forget. And it's that's insane. The same thing with your friends. It's like, yeah. But I mean, I have a lot of photos with Kate. So, like, Kate, you're also.
Yeah. Kate's like the lowest of your friends.
She's
Kate's
like, wait a minute. We have thousands of photos together.
Yeah, you're on, you're fake, on like, the periphery, bitch. You're not in the inner core.
But even with like my solid group of friends, I go to them for different things. Mm-hmm. Same with like, fuck, title of this episode. But like, I have different friends that I go to for different mm-hmm. things, you mm-hmm. know? And I think that's like a beautiful thing.
No, I love that you said that, because I just at my engagement party, like my three like best friends from childhood were there. And then I was talking to my friend Kristen, who has literally been there since I don't even remember yeah. what age. And I was like, I don't think we have more than like three photos together. And we do the same thing where it's like every 4 months we're like, hello. And I'm like, okay, go. And she gives me the mm-hmm. rundown.
Yeah.
And that is like, I think should be more normalized. Of like, you don't need to talk to someone every fucking day. You don't also need to feel like you need 15 people around you, because that also usually means like, well, who's your one?
Right.
Everyone
right.
knows who their like best fucking friend is,
right.
or their three or their four best right. friends.
Right.
I just think it's like important to normalize, because like all these like, I feel like women online are shaming of like, she doesn't seem like,
I know,
she is friend
of everything.
It's
like,
every
if we lived
literally
our lives
everything
trying to appease everybody, that would be so exhausting.
No, you're
if
right.
You are happy and you are good with your life and your circumstances, regardless of mm-hmm. if they go against the norm, then like, you're crushing it.
Tell me about a time that you had to end a friendship.
Oh my God. I ended a friendship because I stopped respecting her. Mm-hmm. Truthfully, I didn't respect certain decisions she made. And I think once you lose a respect in any relationship, it's over. And I don't know if that's the Aries in me, probably. I follow this account that's like Aries Facts or something. And like every time they post, I'm like, fuck, that's so true.
That's
like
me.
I am an Aries. But yeah, it sucked. We were friends for a long time, and it got to a point where I just kind of like, you know, when you're like with a guy, you're dating a guy, and you like see something that's so unattractive. It could be anything. It could be like, I don't know, his hands or like
yes.
his hair in a certain place, and you're just like, and it's done.
You can't unsee it.
Can't unsee it. That was the same thing with this. I couldn't unsee this one part, and I just, it was over.
Yeah.
And I never looked back. It was, it happened, and, you know, we had a good amount of years together mm-hmm. as friends, but I had to cut it. Again, mm-hmm. life is too short. I have a very limited amount of time that I get to spend with people, and I want that to be quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. And you're either in or you're out. And like, same thing with me. Who's to say, like, her life isn't better without me, but whatever. It's just, it wasn't meant to continue.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
People come in and out of our lives. It's like, look at seasons. That's the same thing with people. Like, have them come in, you learn different things about each other, and then you continue, and that's okay.
I love that too. I feel like there's such, like, again, stigma for women of like the bitchiness and like the friend loss. And it's like, I get so many questions about this all the time, and I'm like, if you had a great thing for a certain amount of time that gave you something in your life and vice versa, and it ended, That's okay. Because I know then, like, then you go to a new part of your life where you have kids and you meet friends who are your kids' parents. And it's like, you're always going through new iterations of your life.
And
it's
welcome just
like,
it.
Exactly.
Like, be open to it. Like, the unknown is so exciting.
No, I agree. Okay, we need advice. I figured I'd be like, okay, let's talk about some situations, hypotheticals.
Okay,
number one. What would you tell someone who opens up Instagram and sees the person that they're dating out partying at a club at 2 a.m. and they haven't heard from that person all night? I think we kind of talked about
this. Yeah, but like, what's your boundary? Like, I have it, you know, for us, it's like, hey, I always just want to know when you're like safe in bed. I don't need a photo. I don't need a FaceTime, but like just a text, you know, like, hey, just, and also we have two kids. I want to know like, around the area of what you're doing, so I can be like, if anything were to happen, I don't want to be like, I don't know where he is. Like, tell me the country you're in. You know, maybe the hotel would help. I don't need to know anything else. But like I need to know certain things. So it depends what your boundary is. Mm-hmm. Like, did you set it so you're like, hey, I want to hear from you in this amount of times? Or like, is it okay if they text you when they go to bed? Like, what's your boundary? So it depends on that.
This episode is brought to you by Corona, the official cerveza of La Vida Más Fina, aka The Fine Life. If there is one thing the Daddy Gang knows how to do, it's live the fine life. I'm talking rooftop parties in the city, weekend getaways, long summer lunches that stretch from midday till the sun goes down. Corona brings relaxing, refreshing vibes to every occasion. Get yours today at ordercorona.com. Drink responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. This episode is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Good things come to those who wait. We've all heard that saying somewhere, okay? But sometimes I'm here to say, you got to just go after what you want instead of waiting around for it to happen, because most of the time, I'm not going to lie, then you miss out, okay? Personally, I have had moments where I'm hustling to get something done at work, and I know I'm going to feel so much better than waiting around and waiting to see if someone's going to ask me to do it. I'm just going to do it myself. And that is why, Daddy Gang, if you want the best people for your company, the same applies. You have to go after it. You have to go after what you want. And thankfully, ZipRecruiter can help put the hustle in your hiring. And even better, you can try it free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter can find top talent for your role very fast. As soon as you post a job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology will go to work and you are going to find a qualified candidate immediately. So let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/daddy to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/daddy. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
I agree with you, because I think I remember in the beginning of dating Matt, he was like, you just have to send me a text when you get in bed. Yeah. Like, I just want to know you're alive and at home. And at first I was like, that's being clingy. And then afterwards I was like, oh, wait, I get what he's doing. He's actually respecting. Have the best night. I just want to know you're safe.
That's it.
And like, what a great boundary.
That's it.
But if you're so triggered by seeing him on the internet of like stalking him again, like I go back to that version of myself, that's your first real red flag to be like, why are you so stressed?
Yeah.
Because that's probably, you know, he's actually doing something shady.
Totally.
I don't have a doubt in my mind, like right now with the partner that I'm with, that I'm like, nothing.
Right.
But with other relationships, I'm like, I knew. We always fucking know. You always in your gut kind of fucking know. I truly believe it. If there's certain shit that they're doing, I think most of the times you do.
But there have been the odd cases.
True, that you're like,
where some people may not have. And that's okay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then I mean, yeah, that's okay too if you don't expect
true,
it.
True, but I also think it's like having the confidence and the self-respect to, if this is bothering you so much, tell him.
Yeah.
Say it. It's like you're not being needy or clingy. It's like if you're in a relationship and you're like, hey, babe, it really upsets me. I realize like I get so triggered and anxious when you're out and I don't hear from
you.
But like
think about what it is about that. Because just being out as a human, I mean, I go out. I come back sometimes at 2, 4, 6. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's
2, 4, 6,
what about that is bothering you? Uh-huh. Is it that you think there's other girls there? Is it that he hasn't told you where he's at? Like ask yourself and then have that conversation.
Right. And then if there's shit that it's like, well, because he does this all the time and he cheated once. Well, then that's right.
And then reassess the situation. But like just being out, I mean, we're humans.
We got to go out.
We got to go out. And also like I love it when I'm like, do you go out there with like hot girl? Like I want you to see that. I don't want to keep you in a little room with blindfolds on. Like
every again, time. Like
please go out there and see.
It's so healthy to have your partner go out. Like every time Matt goes out and he comes home, I'm like, okay, tell me everything. And I'm like laying in bed, like, hi. I'm like, oh, what happened? And he's like, this person was there. Like,
yeah.
This ex was there.
And like, let me, like, even when we've been out, there have been girls that have come up and been like, oh my gosh, she's so handsome. I'm like, thank you. Like, yes, absolutely.
Wait, because he doesn't wear a ring.
No.
And you don't
But
wear
also,
a ring.
Like, if you wore a fucking ring, does that deter anybody?
No.
Does that deter them? Does that deter, no, it doesn't do anything. Sometimes it's more attractive. I'm like, look, go out, live your life, be free. If you come back, awesome. If you don't, we'll figure it out.
Peace.
Peace. I don't have time for that anymore. Like,
okay, let's say someone wants to approach their partner about an issue in their relationship that they're insecure about.
Okay.
What advice would you give them in approaching this topic? So you're going to someone, you're like, I'm fucking insecure about this. Okay. I want to talk about my partner about it. They're nervous.
Rightfully so, but also I feel like I've had this so many times where I've been so vulnerable and like I can't be any more vulnerable. Like he knows. And I think that's okay because the right person will accept it and take it and hear you. Mm-hmm. The wrong person might run from it and then let him run. It may seem like I'm like, let him go, let him free. But also like, yeah, because if it's the wrong person, why do you want to waste your time with them anyways?
Dude, my mom always said it. And I remember in the early days of my show, I would always say this. My mom would always be like, and at first it was friends. Because when I was younger, my mom would always say like, why would you want to be friends with someone that doesn't want to be friends with you?
No.
You same thing with relationship, right? Like, you're like, why would you want to be with someone that doesn't want to be with you or doesn't respect you? It's like,
you don't. But that's also why like my whole thing, and like again, love it for everybody else, but like the whole concept of like we need to have a bachelorette party or a bachelor party because this is the last night of freedom, like what? No, you can have all of those nights. You want to go at Timmy, Tony, John and Frank all day long, you can go. Like I'm not holding you back. That will never be the life that I live, where you feel the need that like your last, like I hate that.
Dude, you're so right. Okay, we need like a little tea. Okay. Tell us about some like drama you've ever had in a relationship. All of this is like Shay's got it all together.
No, not in a bad way.
But it's like you have it all together right now in terms of like
in my 30s.
How you think about shit. Give us your 20s. Give us a fucking story about Shay not having it together and a relationship.
I mean, in my 20s, like I think in your, like again, it did really change for me in my 30s. So okay. I will say I feel like good now. But okay. No, in my 20s, all my friends would be like, wait a minute. Sammy has been there with me through like thick and thin. And she knows those times where she's had to like sleep over and I'm like convulsing into a paper bag. I'm like, he did this. Like I've had those moments 1,000%. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I think I brought them on me because I'm dramatic and wanted to experience that. Like I don't know if I was listening to a song and I was like, I can't relate to this. Let's relate to this. And then I'd go out and cause shit because I was like, I'm telling you, that tattoo is white, not because I wanted to get it for you to see. I wanted to feel it. Like I am that person where I want to feel it. So like I wanted to cause shit sometimes and I would. And that was just me experimenting at that age. So like I had so much drama in my life and I would do things that would put me in like situations where I'm like, oh, that wasn't fair. But like, let's see how it rides out, you know, and then that's going to be a story to tell. And yeah, I did it because I wanted to be able to have that story.
No, I get that. I relate to that in a lot of ways of just being like, do it for the experience.
Yeah. Or you're listening to a song and like you want to put your hand on the window when it's raining too and like sing out to it. Like sometimes I wouldn't feel that way, but I wanted to. So I would go and set that situation up for myself. You know, like, dude, it's like it's I did so that. Good.
No, that's like I relate to that. And then on top of it, I then started a show where I did talk about my life. So I was like, I need a right. fucked up story. Like, yeah. let's go out. I get it. I think that's in a weird way. I think it's healthy because then you do experience shit where you're like, I don't want that. I want this. Looking back on your single days, what's one piece of dating advice you can give my listeners straight from the Shay Mitchell playbook?
Oh, my God.
Something you haven't said yet. To all the single ladies.
I don't know. I feel like, listen, if Madden, like, I feel so happy with the way that everything turned out because, like, if we had been together from the moment that I met him, I don't know if I would be completely content and happy right now. Mm-hmm. I would have wondered, my mind would have drifted. And that's not to say it doesn't drift, we're humans. Mm-hmm. But I got to live out a lot of it, of different experiences, and I had a lot of fun. I loved that. I thought that these were the years where I will be able to do this. And you can still do it later on when you're married, blah, blah, blah. But, like, it was fun. It was fun to go out one day with this guy and then another with this guy. As long as I was in control, mm-hmm. you know, like, conscious control, all of that. It was, like, on my terms. I loved it. And I thought there was nothing wrong because I learned so much about myself through each of these relationships. And that's what I loved. I was like, okay, if I date this person, I wonder how this would be. Well, let's find out. Let's see how mm-hmm. I can deal with his lifestyle. Let's see how I can deal being taken on, you know, in this way or like that. Yeah. Like, I loved learning about myself through other people.
I think that's such good fucking advice. And we almost can end on that one of like, when you are in your single part of your life, it's such an opportunity to get to know yourself better. Yeah. And it's like, there's such a pressure, I think, for women to like settle down and have kids and start your life. And it's like, just make sure that you know yourself before you pick that person. Yeah. And that's where like you're saying, and I feel the same way of like, I've gone through so many things that like, I wouldn't have been able to be with my partner now yeah. had I not Absolutely been through not. All that shit. So like sometimes you have to put yourself into weird fucking situations. Like if you're sitting at home being like, I haven't been going on dates. Like yeah. I've been kind of like, put your like listen to Shay, like put yourself out there, create a scenario. Even if you get the fucking story, it's ending up creating a better version of yourself because you're going to learn what you like, you're going to learn what you don't like, and you're going to be like invigorated to find the next story, find the next thing yeah. for yourself, so you can look back and be like, holy fuck, I lived it, I did it. And then when you find the right person, there's no doubt in your mind it's the right person because you've been with so many different people in different settings. I don't mean sleeping, you've
so many different
so
people.
Many people, but it's like you know your yes. shit of like, I don't like that, I like this yes. and you're like, you're a kid in a candy store of like, you know what you
prefer. Want and what you don't want. However, mm-hmm. don't just date anybody. Always have that self-respect. And mm-hmm. that's why looking at my past, I can say, like I said, besides a couple out of them, I always had that respect. And that's important. Don't just date a loser to date a loser. We don't need to experience that.
No, we always really know the outcome on that.
But if you can go into like a respectful relationship, hook up, whatever mm-hmm. with somebody, then do it. Experience it, explore it, and learn about yourself. Now's the time.
Is that it?
I don't know. I feel like once we turn this off, she like keeps it rolling.
I'm like, keep rolling. I know. No, I do think this is in an odd way.
But that is the thing. It's like even like having two daughters, I always look at it like, what would I say to them? I like, yes, talking about even thinking about that right now. And they're so fuck yeah. But like if you are going into a relationship and experience with like self-respect, mm-hmm. you know that that person has respect for you. You are aware, you are conscious, you are all of that. Mm-hmm. Then I think there is like no harm in that. You are mm-hmm. learning about yourself through mm-hmm. that. And I love that. I wouldn't take away the experiences that I've had. And the other thing is I would never take away the experiences that my partner has had. I don't talk shit about any of the people he's been with because all of those people that he was with made him the person that he is today, you know. And sometimes I'm like, well, wish you could have had a couple, like, you know, like,
dude,
there's like,
it's
those
so
times,
true
but like I never talk shit about that because thank you.
The last thing that I would like to say is I feel like this episode also, it sounds easy, but no, it sounds easy and it seems kind of hard, but like it really is easy, where you were kind of talking about, if you're not being treated right, if you're not feeling right in a relationship, like if you're listening to this and you have a pit in your stomach right now because your partner's doing something, if you're questioning certain things, if they're not acting the right way, if they're not treating you right, like, that's it. That's your answer.
That's your answer. Life is too short. And you only recognize that when you're in a moment where you realize that, which doesn't happen for all of us. But it's like, I don't want to wait for that moment if, you know, when it happens to be like, oh shit, I should have done this differently. Or why did I waste those days or those sleepless nights worrying about this? It didn't do anything. It doesn't do anything. So live your life how you want to live it. Don't worry about somebody else because your worrying isn't going to change the outcome. It's not going to change the outcome. I can promise you that. They don't care if you're worrying or not. Live your life. Do what makes you happy and do what you love. Like, do what makes you happy. I don't want to waste any more days. I did that enough in my 20s, like I said. But like, for those listening who are in their 20s, save yourselves, learn from us, and like, don't waste your days worrying about somebody else. Let them be.
God bless you.
If you, what's that quote? If you love something, let it go.
Let it go.
If it comes back, it's yours. That's the same thing. Every day he comes home, I'm like, hey, there you are. You know what I mean? But like,
oh, you're
you
back.
Have to. Like, hey, you're back. Like, hey, can you put her to bed? You know what I mean? But like, that's how it is. And I think there's something so romantic about that. And like I always say, I think it was like Charlize Theron that said this in a quote where like, if you come home because you want to, not because you feel like you have to, or like then you'd have to call the lawyers and do all.
Yeah.
I think there's something so romantic about that. Like, we don't need anything else to like define our love or our relationship at this moment. We have two beautiful girls. We are very fortunate to have the life that we live, and we recognize that, and if that ever were to change, then we'll deal with it. But like, nothing that I can do, or especially like signing the paper or getting the like, confirms that. Mm-hmm. We confirm it, you confirm it in your relationship. And don't let societal, public pressures, parental, religious deter you from doing what you feel is right,
you know. Shay, thank you for coming and Call Her Daddy.
I mean, thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by DoorDash. Want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. Daddy gang, I love being home. I love to be cozy, comfortable, laying on the couch. I can't tell you how many times I need something, but I am too lazy to get up and get out of the house. And sometimes I need food or groceries, you name it. Dash Pass gets it delivered right to my door and yours too. It is only $9.99 a month, so I think it's a really good deal, Daddy Gang. So get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Terms apply. Sign up today. This episode is brought to you by Monday Hair Care. Daddy Gang, nobody likes Mondays. Am I right? We're all sobbing. We're all sobbing and we're barely getting out of bed on a Monday. But Monday Hair Care is here to flip the script with its award-winning formulas. No more bad hair days, Daddy Gang. Monday Hair Care is turning Mondays into a reason to celebrate good hair, which I love, thank God, with 7 new products like a leave-in conditioner, dry shampoo, a curl line, and body wash. And Daddy Gang, every single thing is under $10. Yes. And the smell is to die for. Okay. I want my hair smelling like something that Matt wants to be engulfed in. I want him to come out to me and go, oh my God, you smell amazing. Oh my God, what is that in your hair? So Daddy Gang, reclaim the week with Monday at all leading retailers. Visit mondayhaircare.com to find a stockist near you. Okay. Real talk for a second, Daddy Gang. Sex is great. We know that, okay? But sex isn't always perfect. And if you have unprotected sex, you have the power to choose what's right for you in that moment. If not getting pregnant is the goal, Plan B emergency contraception is a great backup plan. Because listen, getting wild in the bedroom can be fun, but feeling out of control afterwards, not so fun. With Plan B, you can take control of your body and your future whenever you need a backup plan. It's important to remember to take Plan B as directed within 72 hours after unprotected sex, and keep in mind that the sooner you take it, the better it works. With Plan B, you've got this, and I've got you, Daddy Gang. With a special $10 coupon for your next Plan B, visit planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase. That's
planbcoupon.com/daddy to get $10 off your next purchase.